Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today on the podcast, I want to talk to you about organizing sports. Now, this is going to be relevant for anyone, a 5-year-old child, a 70-year-old male, anybody who does any kind of sports will get good information out of this podcast. But as usual, I'm not going to talk about, you know, organizing sports as in buying a lot of different organizers for your sporting objects that you're storing at home. I want to talk more about globally organizing your sporting activities. I should probably preface this by saying that I do very little sports, so it's usually why I don't talk about sports very much. But I know that sports are a big deal and exercise in general for most families. So I'm going to take you through 8 different steps to organize each of the different activities that you and your family members do. So step 1 is to get a designated bag for every single sport and person. So for some families, this is going to be a lot of bags. For others, it is not. Now, why this is so important is that if you don't have a container to put the uniform, the athletic equipment that you need for practice, for games, for your hobbies, then what happens is these items end up being everywhere. In the laundry room, in the car, in the house, in people's bedrooms, in the basement, outside. They just end up everywhere because they don't have a home. And the reason why I say that you should have a bag for every single sport that you do is because almost always, sports involve leaving the house. Even if you go for a walk around your neighborhood, every time I take my dog on the walk, I need to remember that we have his leash, poop bags, my earphones, a water bottle. There are things that you need every time you leave a house with every sport. And I want you to expand your thought about what a sport is. A sport is not just soccer, football, golf. So some of the sports that we have had bags for over the years would include swimming, working out, skiing, gymnastics, football, soccer, ballet, golf, tennis, and the list goes on and on. So often when we think about the sporting event, all we think about is the uniform and the object we need. So for football, it would be the football uniform and the football. And for golf, it would be golf shoes and a golf bag. But there usually are a lot more items that need to be available when you play these sports. And so we're going to get into that in a minute. But I want you to think about the sports that you and your family members do and the appropriate bag for each sport. So for example, when Abby did gymnastics and ballet, I just had a simple $15 cinch sack, you know, the little backpacks that are like almost weightless that just have strings around them for her back. And I would put her ballet tights and shoes and leotard and hair bobby pin things in that bag and leave it hanging in the back hallway. In the summertime, we all go swimming, which is a sport, but it's more a recreation for us. None of us are on swim team. So every spring, I would get a larger bag and I would put towels and goggles and swim toys and quarters to dive for or to use to spend at the snack shop. Again, rubber bands for Abby's hair. And then sometimes when the kids were younger, swimsuits would be in their swim diapers. And as they got older, they were in charge of their own swimsuits. I used a larger tote, again, that was open on top for skiing because we had to have ski pants in there, ski gloves, hot warmers for your hands, and then those helmets. Ski helmets are very big. So everything, single sport you do needs to have a bag. And if there's a specific bag that can be bought for that sport, even if it's a little bit more expensive, I suggest you go ahead and buy it, especially if this is the third season that you've been doing this sport. So for example, if you're going to play golf, you're likely going to buy a golf bag. And other than clubs and tees and balls, you'll have your golf glove and a water bottle, a little bit of change. You could put all of those things in the golf bag in the various pockets that they have. If you're going to play tennis, you could get some of those tennis bags that will hold your racket, but will also hold extra balls, a water bottle. Again, you always need a little bit of money, maybe a power bar, things like that that you need in the bag. Once you've decided you're going to do a sport for 2 or 3 years, the likelihood of you at least playing that sport recreationally in the future are a lot higher. Now, if it's your child's first year of doing gymnastics, I wouldn't necessarily go spend hundreds of dollars on all of the gymnastics bags. But if it's their fourth year and you could tell they really love this, then yes, I think it's worthwhile investing in the specific bag for that specific sport because you're less likely to leave things at home because the pockets in the bag tell you what to keep. All right, now number two, step two is going to be buy more. I like to have extras of everything I could possibly have extras of. When you only have one water bottle and one uniform and one football or whatever the ball is that you need to take to practice, soccer ball, there are a lot of things you have to remember before every single practice. And if you can afford to buy two soccer balls, then this will save your brain because you can have one soccer ball that is for practice and you keep it in the car at all times. And the other soccer ball that is for practice at home and it's kept in the garage at all times. That way, when you're in the car and they have everything they need for practice, you're not halfway to practice and going, shoot, we forgot the ball. So you're going to need a checklist of everything that you need to take to practice and to a game. And what I suggest doing is once you've had a couple of practices or a couple of games, just take a small piece of paper, whatever would fit inside of a plastic luggage tag, and neatly write the list of everything that you need to have for that event. So, do you need a water bottle, a hair tie, a specific kind of shoes? For kids, I often say put deodorant in your bag. Sometimes you need a towel. Do you need a mouth guard? Do they need to have cash? And make that little, it could be a front and back sided list. They need their uniform, they need their ball, every single thing that they need to have on that list. And then just put it inside of a luggage tag and attach that luggage tag to the bag that is specific for their sport. And the idea is that you will do this at first if it's for your children. And as your children get older and for yourself, you 99% of the time will always have everything you already need in the bag. But if you get in the habit of just checking that luggage tag front and back and making sure, oh yeah, I have a hair tie, I have the mouth guard, I have a water bottle, I'm ready to go, you will not end up halfway to a practice or an event and realize that you forgot the mouth guard. And as much as possible, I think you should buy more of whatever you need. So when we were in ballet, you better bet we had bobby pins everywhere because it was a requirement at this school. If you didn't have the bobby pins in the hair, you didn't get to do the practice. And even though I would put the bobby pins in the bag, you know, I wouldn't always check for bobby pins. So I actually kept bobby pins in my car also or in my purse. So while they were in the sporting bag, I also had them with me because otherwise we lost the money for that lesson because we didn't have the bobby pins with us. So anything you could buy extras of like that, definitely buy more of. Now, water bottles are hard. I definitely say to have more water bottles because it's an easy thing to have more of, although I've yet to go into a house to organize that didn't have an overabundance of water bottles. Water bottles seem to breed faster than anything else in a kitchen with school-aged children especially. At this point, now that my kids are in high school, they each have their own favorite kind of water bottles, and we all gravitate towards different water bottles. So if it is within your budget, I would say to donate or get rid of almost all of the water bottles you have, or put them in a box in the basement so they're there in case of an emergency. Find out what kind of water bottles you and your kids and your spouse actually like, and then go to the store and buy two, maybe three, but two should be sufficient of the water bottles that you like. That way, if each family member has a water bottle that is their own, then they are responsible for bringing it home from practice, making sure it gets in the kitchen, and usually people will run a dishwasher every other day, so two water bottles should be plenty. When you fill up the dishwasher or whoever's running the dishwasher, have them double check that all of the water bottles are collected and in the dishwasher so that they get washed. Also, I have no problem using the same water bottle multiple days in a row. And since I know it's my water bottle, I don't have a problem with that. So if you don't have a problem with it either, then people can use water bottles a couple days in a row. So step three is to buy more of anything and to get to the point where you have enough for 1 week. So going to Catholic school is not a sport, although maybe it is. I mentioned at the beginning of the school year that when I went to order my kids' uniforms, I bought enough that if I had the flu and didn't do laundry every single day that week, and the kids wore their uniform every single week, like a Catholic girl's skirt, you can wear more than once, but I still bought Abby 5 skirts. Now, usually a high school skirt will make it all the way through high school. So I've made an investment for the next 4 years. I might buy another skirt or two, but the odds are very low that I will. And I for sure bought the kids each 5 of their own shirt, plus we have the leftovers from Joey last year. So we have a lot of uniform shirts, sweatshirts, and pants. But because I made that financial investment, it is very, very rare that we get to Friday and we have kids coming out of showers that don't have the right clothes to wear. It was frustrating to me, actually, when the kids were on sporting teams that I couldn't buy extras of the uniforms because often they will have events one day after the other. Like, I don't know how you're supposed to wash these uniforms that fast. So the more that you can buy extras of anything, the better. Now, this leads right into step number 4, which is keep the kids' bags or your bags, any sporting bags, should be left in the car, the garage, or the laundry room. They should never, I repeat, never, ever, never, never, never make it to a bedroom. You do not want any sporting equipment or sporting clothes to end up in a bedroom. That is like the black abyss. You'll be down in the car, in the laundry room, and you'll be ready to go out for some kind of a sporting event and need a certain shirt, and no one knows where that shirt is. So the more you could train yourself and your family to keep everything stocked in the bag in the car, and any uniforms or things that need to be cleaned go straight into the laundry room, the more likely it is that the uniform will always be clean and ready when you're ready to go to the event. Number 5 is to stock a mom bag. Now, I'm calling it a mom bag, but even when I go to my own events and I'm not being a mom, it's just for me. This is just what I call it. And the best bag for this would be like, I use a 31 thermal lunch bag just because I like the size. It looks like a little purse with short handles on it, and it just seems to fit everything perfectly. But the reason why I say you want a thermal lunch bag is because this is going to end up staying in the car, and that will prevent any kind of things that you put in there in the hot sun from melting. Specifically, if you put your phone in there, it'll keep your phone cooler in the summer or in the hot sun. And also, I like chocolate protein bars, and they will melt. It doesn't keep them unmelted forever, but it'll keep them unmelted longer than if they're in a regular bag. So I just like a thermal lunch style bag. Grab any kind of lunch bag that you see that will work for this. And this is a stocked mom bag that I suggest you just keep stocked in your trunk. In there, I would put some kind of a protein type bar for when you're starving and practice goes long, or you're at a match and now you're in sudden death or whatever they call it, and you're starving. I don't like to be starving. So something that will tide you over, even if it's a bag of cashews. Also, a deck of cards. I remember when we did do swim team, it was nice to have a deck of cards. You would see kids over playing cards. It was fun. Or sometimes the adults would play euchre. I also recommend having a cell phone battery charger. So I will often in the Walmart checkout line, there are for $5, you could get cell phone charger battery packs. You can also get for $5 the charger cords. You know, they're usually much, much more expensive if you buy the Apple brand or whatever brand. Now, granted, the Apple brand works better, and the Walmart off-label whatever I'm buying in the checkout line, they work for about a month or two, and then they don't work anymore. But because I have teenagers, I go through a lot of chargers, adapter cords, all of these things. So I've just gone to paying $5 at a time, and they are color-coded. So each of my kids have their own color, and I have my own color. So I like buying those power packs and the proper cable. I spend about $10. I charge that battery charger once a week on Sundays and then put it back in that bag so it's always in there. Because invariably, when you need to make sure that you can call your husband, that's when your battery will die and you're stuck on a soccer field somewhere. Also, having a little notepad and pen in this mom bag is helpful because my mind is always racing. I'm thinking of new ideas of podcasts I could record or things I need to do when I get home or a bill that needs to get paid. And if I have a chance to write that down on a piece of paper, then when I walk in the house, I could just tear off that piece of paper when we leave practice, walk in the house, and I have a little tiny to-do list. If I don't have my pad and pen with me, then I will often take my phone out and send an email to myself. I also recommend having some cash and change in this bag. So maybe a 20 in case you need to go through fast food on the way home and you're out of cash. Also having a couple singles and some quarters in case there's a vending machine there and you can get a drink, but they will only take cash. I love gum, especially if I'm bored or hungry. I will chew on gum instead of getting something to eat. So I always have a pack of gum with me or hard candy. That's also great if you're starting to get a sore throat, or it'll also, if you're with people, it's a nice thing to offer and calm kids down while they're waiting. And the last thing I say to have stocked in this mom bag is a camera. Now, I used to have a nice DSLR camera and it broke. And currently I'm taking all of my pictures with my iPhone, which is fine. It takes great pictures. But whenever you're at a sporting event or I'm trying to take pictures of the kids at school, it's not great because I can't zoom in and get the pictures that I want. So if you have a nice camera, when I did have a nice camera that worked, it was always in the trunk of the car because I'm never going to take a picture with my DSLR camera at home, or very rarely once you have school age kids. So if it's in the car, then it's always there to take pictures with. Now, number 6 is a different bag. This is a stocked spectator bag. And this would be more, especially if you have children, you're not really going to have this kind of a bag for you to go on a golf outing, for example. But in this bag, when my kids were in grade school, we had this in the car all the time. We don't have it in there currently. And it was a lifesaver. So in this bag, I would keep jackets for all of us because, you know, when you're out and all of a sudden the sun goes down, it gets much cooler. Some kind of a blanket to sit on, an umbrella for inclement weather, and portable chairs for whatever kind of event you're going to. So like when my kids were in track and field, I didn't have to have portable chairs because we always sat on bleachers. But if you go to a soccer game, you always need to have your own chairs. So you know what sporting events your kids are in and if you need portable chairs or not. I also highly, highly recommend having a towel in this bag or in the back of your car. Often, any kind of event you go to, any kind of sporting event, you can get caught in rain or items can get muddy, uniforms can get muddy, shoes can get muddy. If you have a towel, then you or your kids can get in the car, take off the muddy shoes, wrap them in a towel, put them next to you in the car, and then you won't be getting mud all over your car. And something I thought of when I was getting ready to record this podcast, which I didn't do, but I would have loved if somebody would have suggested it to me, is to put a laundry bag in there. You know, the kind of laundry bag that you had in college that you would put all of your dirty laundry in? They fold up real nice. They would fit easily in a spectator bag. And that, again, is another thing that you could put muddy or dirty items in, including balls or bats or anything that you don't want to get all over your car. This stocked spectator bag stays in your car for the entire season, and you change it out at the end of each season. For example, on Memorial Day, I will stock a bag for the pool, and I'll put that in the back of my car, and it will stay there the entire summer. It'll have enough towels for everyone in our family to go swimming, sunscreen, goggles, all of those things. When we were doing skiing, we would stock the bag for skiing and I would leave it in the car for the entire season of skiing. and not take it back into the house. Again, soccer, any of these events. And then at the end of the season, you bring that bag in, you put everything away, and you get it stocked for the next season. If you are involved in more than one kind of sporting event, this is going to be relevant mostly to people who have kids. So let's say you have one child who's on the swim team and one child who's in soccer. Then you're going to have two different spectator bags. There's going to be a little bit of overlap there, but not a lot. And it's easier if you have the space just to have both spectator bags there so that when you get to the proper event, you can just grab out the one that you need. And number seven is to buy garage organizers that are specific to your family's sporting needs. Again, here's an example of where you're going to spend money, but if you're in your second or third season of something, the odds of you doing that thing long term are very high. So the easiest one I could think of are bikes. Forever, for like 12 years, we had bikes in our garage, and I did not buy the expensive on-the-wall bike holders because they were expensive. I can't remember how much they were, maybe $30. Not a ridiculous price, but I just didn't want to pay it. And then I finally went out and bought those and put the bikes up on the wall in the wintertime. And ever since then, I've been thinking, why did I wait so long? Like, we had bikes when they first learned to ride bikes. And for a decade, I could have had these things on the wall in the wintertime. And now they're almost done riding bikes, but I've hung other things on them. So if you are especially in the accumulation years and you have young children, I highly, highly recommend taking some money and investing in good garage organizers. When our kids were little, we had, and I will try to find it and link it in the post at organize365.com/129. We had this wall-based ball organizer. I cannot stand a bucket of balls. You know, where you get those really big buckets and you put the balls in there and nobody ends up putting the balls in there and you can't find the one you want because it's all the way down on the bottom. I found this wall ball organizer, which is kind of like what you would have seen in gym class when you were in elementary school. Or at the bowling alley, you know how bowling balls all have their own spot in that organizer? That's what it was like on our wall. And I think it was maybe, again, like $30, and that I did buy. And so the basketball and the football and the soccer ball, and I didn't know what kind of sports my kids would be in then. So we had all of the different kinds of balls, but it was easy then to pick out the basketball and go play and put it back instead of having to rummage through all those balls. That really drove me crazy. Another thing that I got when the kids were in grade school that I really, really liked, and I, again, will link to it on this post, they are called large garage pockets. So these large garage pockets are designed for different sports, and they just hang on nails in your garage, and they have all these different size pockets. So the one that I didn't buy that would be great if you're in baseball had a really long pocket for baseball bats, and then they had smaller pockets for gloves and balls and all of the other things related to baseball. The one that I bought had nine or 12 same size pockets. And they were a little bit smaller at the top and bigger at the bottom. And the ones at the bottom were maybe 6 inches by 6 inches or 6 by 8 inches. And what how I used it is I used it inside on the back of our front closet door to house all of our hats and gloves when the kids were in school so that everybody had their own pockets for gloves and for hats and scarves and all of those things were hanging there. This is the first year that I have not used that. I don't need it anymore now that we have high schoolers and Greg and I are adults and we don't have as many hats and gloves as we used to when the kids were younger. But an organizer like that, where you can divide things out and know what's missing just by looking at the organizer, will help you. And while children are not great at putting things away, when things have a home, they at least know where to put them or if you direct them to, or you can do it with them and train them and help them. Having a place for everything, especially these sporting events that you're going to be going to all the time, is really, really helpful. So when you're dropping kids off to practice, when they get out of the car and they run up to practice, everybody grab trash and take it to the trash can, or spend a few minutes cleaning out your car before you sit and watch the entire practice. If you have school-age kids, have a trash can in your car. This is the best thing I ever did in my minivan. I got a small trash can and we kept it in the car all the time. Helped a lot. Also, consider having a small laundry basket in the trunk of your car if you do a lot of sporting events and your kids are changing clothes a lot or have a lot of clothes. And have your kids keep their school bags in the car so that they can study. If one's waiting for one's person's practice to end, then they could be working on their schoolwork. You can be helping them with schoolwork. You could be going through their school bag, cleaning it out, finding notes that you should have received weeks ago.